Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Don't know if we have sound. My boy Bill's not on yet, and there's no one in the chat. So I'm calling here, broadcasting from Southern California, Vista, California. And my name is Linda, and we are at Hoot and Holler. And Bill from Indiana, both on the air, and I hope he's here, and we'll get some sound today. Welcome, and I hope we have sound.
We hear you cutting in and out a little bit.
Yay.
Oh, how was everyone's day?
You know what? Rand Paul.
Linda, I can't understand a thing you're saying. It's in and out, in and out, in and out.
Okay. Try now?
Yes. Good.
Okay. All right, let me put this up higher. Uh-oh.
And first things off, Linda, your friends
okay.
and your family back here
Something's
in Indiana,
wrong.
we send our condolences to you and your family.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, it's been rough. We, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but we've had a lot of outpouring, so it's wonderful on that part of it. Thank you, guys. And I just, you know, Rush was talking about it. Did you hear, I don't know if you heard him today, but this lady who there at that rally, which I'm sure there's a million other people, she said she has not missed one of his rallies yet, and she said when Rand Paul did that, that place erupted like she had never heard ever before at any rally. They
bonkers. Oh, yeah. The seats vibrating. When Rand Paul said he wanted to put Stiff on the witness stand under oath and question him, and he wanted to expose who the whistleblower was that worked for Joe Biden, that place went electric.
Oh, it went crazy.
It went
bonkers.
Crazy.
It was like the rafters. Yeah.
Oh, the young man running for the state attorney in Kentucky.
Yes.
Cameron,
yes.
I believe is his name.
Yeah, Cameron.
Oh, my gosh. He rocked the place, especially when he said if he got elected, he could guarantee that Kentucky was going to become a no-sanctuary state.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is important because Pennsylvania's voting today and Kentucky's voting today and Virginia's voting today. And I know Mark was talking about this just a minute ago. He's trying to get people out to the polls because we cannot sit down and let them do this to us again. Everybody's got to do their part, man. If you don't drag people off those couches, we're screwed.
We got this.
I from what I saw last night, I'm gonna tell you what, it was a fired up crowd.
I know.
We're from Indiana, but we're in the heart of Kentucky. If you know anything about Kentucky, we're at UK. That's the heart of Kentucky.
Yep.
These people, there may have been 30 protesters. I give them credit if there was that many outside.
There was every race and every age there.
Yes, like Chad said, there was every race and every age there rooting for Trump.
Yes.
Outside,
you know,
looked
what
like a bunch of college kids, throw in a couple of professors.
Oh, my God. There was right behind him. Did you see all those T-shirts that said, read this transcript? People were cracking up all day on that.
We did.
Oh, my.
That was the Covington school kids.
I know.
They came in probably 5 minutes before Trump showed up.
Yes.
They all started piling in. Pretty cool.
And Kellyanne Conway, she was there.
She was there.
Beautiful, beautiful lady.
Biden was there.
Yeah, you know, guys.
No, not Biden.
Mitch McConnell got up and spoke.
Oh, Matt Bevin. I've loved Matt Bevin since he started running back in the day. I followed his career a lot.
He was there. It was electric. It was.
Yes.
And
so what do you think the crowd sizes were in and out?
I don't know how many. I think I checked into it, and the place holds 24,500.
Biggest crowd.
Oh
I've
my
ever seen.
God!
But,
awesome.
But now, you know, I got to be honest. It's a huge crowd inside of a basketball place.
Right.
But it's nothing like the two crowds I saw in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
I
know.
On 9/12 and on a...
But we don't know the supporters, how many supporters even was outside.
Yeah, we don't know how many people were outside.
Right,
there was or not. We know there was every kind of T-shirt for sale.
Oh, yeah.
I can't repeat the words that were in terms of these shirts.
Some of them was not appropriate to
say, but
they were pretty good.
But they were all in favor of Trump.
You couldn't even get, I would say, probably not even 5 foot from each other. There was people selling stuff.
Vendors, peddlers.
Vendors, yes.
Oh, my God. You know what, though?
This
I mean, Bill.
Was yelling out, Trump ducks,
and
Mr. Trump ducks.
And the police force was there. Oh, and they were outnumbered.
Oh, wow.
And I gotta give it to them. They were courteous.
Yes.
They were, you know, I don't want a job where I got to try to watch thousands of people in the crowd looking for crap. I don't want that job. But they did great. It was an awesome thing. As my wife says, she fulfilled a bucket list thing, was to meet the president.
She says
my wife believes that we just saw the greatest president in history.
We did.
One of them. Come on, we got some pretty good ones back in the first part.
Oh, and I have my old buddy with me who started with me in the beginning in 2006. And
cool.
We had a time. And we're hooking back up, and look out!
You know what else?
You saw the headlines, and you saw videos, Linda. You know what we did, and this time is going to far eclipse that. And I got to tell you, it's time. It may be time to show DC that the Tea Party. The size of that crowd can easily be eclipsed by the size of the crowd that will gather in support of Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Well, here's the deal.
I had friends on bikes, and they were just cruising around because they was hoping Antifa would poke their heads out.
Yeah.
But we didn't see no Antifa.
No, man.
They was looking for them.
There may have been 20, 30 people out there, and they're college kids. But, they didn't try to fight us. They were just holding signs up.
You had to feel a little bit sorry for them because when the crowd came out, it split. And half the crowd was going behind them and half the crowd in front of them. And then the crowd turned on them and was screaming and pointing in their faces, 4 more years.
Yep.
And USA, it was a, you know. Anywhere that they go, he's been.
Not all their fault that they're being indoctrinated.
No,
I know, Well, it's the fault of all of us who have not been paying, who didn't pay attention back 40, 50 years ago when this crap started, and we're talking about this climate change. I mean, you know, when they started getting into those public schools, and I'm telling you,
you hit it, Linda. You hit it. I'm sorry to say, but it is my generation, your generation, Jerry's generation.
Yep.
We're the ones who didn't pay attention to what was going on.
They were being taught,
That things got to where they're at.
Today. Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know, but I've said before, the media, gosh. I loved it when the Washington Post was evicted.
Were they? Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yes.
And
yes,
the New York Times, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, God,
they
that's funny. I didn't know that. Oh,
and
that's funny.
I understand why they don't let them have water bottles, because they would have bombed that media, where the media was set all at. They would have bombed that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. The booze for the media. Oh, the place was, the whole inside was vibrating from the booze.
For the media. I don't know if you caught this story. Did you catch? Okay, speaking of the media, well, we've got that story about the Epstein story, but this one was today, I think, Rush or Hannity, and they were talking, some reporter was asking Trump supporters, whether it was in Kentucky or someplace else, and because this is what a bubble they're in. This is how much deep into the allegory of the cave they're in, Bill. This is how stupid they are and brainwashed at the media.
You talking about the people cussing the reporters?
No, there was an actual conversation. No, this was an actual conversation, a civil one, where the reporter's asking all these Trump supporters, are you still as enthusiastic this time around to vote for him as you were before? And these were Democrats who switched over in 2016. And they said, oh, we're even more enthused now. The looks on these people's faces would have given it all away, because they don't understand what's going on in real America. That's what's happening, Bill.
I had these three youngsters, I'd say maybe 20, 21 years old, sitting beside me. And
we were talking. Good.
And I was telling them, for their futures, this is their best choice. And they said
they've
been studying economics and stuff in college,
Thank God.
And they're like, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the Democrats are full of crap.
Yeah, and they're lying to you.
Ages from eight years old to 80 years old.
Yeah, I know. You know, Bill, I got to tell you about
everybody was smiling with each other and happy talking. The lady in front of me turned around and said, oh, she's just so excited to be here. Trump's speaking,
oh my God.
And he goes quiet for a second, and someone up behind us is like, I love you, Donald Trump. I mean, the place erupts.
And here's the thing about being lied to by these professors and by the media and by the Democrats, and these clowns have been doing it for 80 years. Well, I got to tell you, in the Garden of Eden, Eve did not know she was being lied to either. So that's my answer to some of these morons. That's what I tell them. You better wake up, because you're being lied to big time. It's true. You know, she didn't know.
Well, you know, well, they're trying to turn lies into truth and truth into lies.
Oh yeah. Well,
you know,
who do you?
The Bible says,
you know,
evil is good.
Look who they're taking their cues from.
When you're in Kentucky and you talk about they want to take your guns, you can imagine
Oh my God.
Linda.
Oh, that's hunting territory.
I figured that's why there was no Antifa in Kentucky, because in Kentucky they can carry a gun and they will shoot your butt.
They will shoot your ass. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, that's just. Oh yeah, we know quite a few people that are from there, and they're feudal people if you stick with them.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was that story, and I cannot remember her name. It's all on Facebook. Project Veritas found this. 3 years ago, they had the goods on Epstein and Bill Clinton and Orgy Island, and they were told not to talk about it. This by the SOBs up on the higher ups, just like, you know, what's that other idiot? Not Zucker, the one from CNN. Anyway, they're all evil. You know, I mean, they're all the same basket. They're 10 times worse than Mark, just as bad as Soros in my book. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm glad that this is coming out. And I think with the news that John Solomon's got, the stuff that Glenn Beck was doing, it's coming to fruition right now. These people, this is why they're doing this, Bill. This is why Schiff is doing this, because they know that they're going to get their butts thrown into the chipper pretty soon. That's what they're doing.
You know, Linda, haven't I not been saying the whole time that they will, there's no, nothing they won't do to keep in it, because they can't start over?
Exactly. That's that. But you know what? It ain't working because we're wise. People are waking up and walking away and all the rest of it.
Well,
they've had it.
I wasn't trying to be biblical about it, but go back and look. I told people that the one world order never gets in place. Something has to stop it. And in my heart right now, Donald
yep.
J. Trump is what stopped it.
Well, yeah, he's had a big part in it, and we just took up the mantle with him. It's not like he's alone right now. It's we.
He had a
and
big part in it, but I believe what started it all out was the Tea Party. That's
yes, because they
–
well,
he,
when they
it
heard –
it wasn't for the Tea Party.
He was instantly going to appeal to the Tea Party, and he did.
Sure.
Yes, he did.
Well, yeah,
and
then
it's one of our guys to be his vice president.
I don't remember who it was that once said it. One of these newscasters or elected officials once said it. Somebody has woke the
sleeping giant. Yes, they
yep.
did.
And I'm telling
well,
you,
it was Barry Satoro.
If they try to unjustly remove Donald Trump from office, that will hit these people and. These elected officials that would be a part of it are fools because they don't have none of them have enough army to stop a million people coming at each one of them.
I know. Oh, I know. It'll be huge. It will be gigunda. But, I mean, I don't want to see that happen. And
let's be real. The 80-some percent that have guns that are conservatives,
again, I don't want it to go that far.
I don't either. But you know what? They're pushing it, Linda. They have. They've only got this one shot.
We don't have to give them what
they want. They have been a century building to this moment.
No, we don't have to give them what they want.
No, we don't.
We can't stop that end of that Bible.
I know that part. I'm just talking about.
Bob Marley said, the book must be fulfilled.
And, they pushed it too far. I mean, we can't.
Look at the evil of this world. They are putting baby byproducts.
Into
food and drink.
It's horrible.
They are aborting babies as soon as they're born.
Yeah, I was just trying to collect the last one of us, and he's ready. He's had enough.
There's been a movement like I can't believe. I've seen it in several places, and I'm telling you.
Everybody better get their soul ready.
We don't have – somebody said, well, the end of, we're always being taught the end of time is coming. No,
right.
People, the end of time
it's
is upon you.
On you.
It is upon you. We
well,
have
so
squandered
the king, yeah.
so much. We
I
have
know.
Squandered so much and wasted so much time. When you think about had we kept this evil that's been spreading throughout the last century around the earth, had we kept that evil at bay, how good life
I know.
Would be.
I know.
How good
but here's,
life would be for
here's,
everyone.
Here's I know we've talked about that before, but here's the deal on the talk about the Tea Party, and the Tea Party was born out of Barack Obama because that man, I mean, when you talk about the radical left, I mean, he was the.
Well, Linda,
he was
let's
the,
be honest. Let's be honest. Was it not their
best gun sales?
Social media that backfired on them? Because that social media, you'd have never had the power of the Tea Party. Social media allowed people across this country to connect.
I know.
And boom, you saw
I know.
What happened.
But the reason
140 judges.
Yes.
But the other thing is because when they talk about the radical left and there's certain people out here which I think are absolutely foolish saying that Barack Obama was never this leftist. Bull crap. This man would have gone Bernie Sanders on us if he'd have gotten the chance. I mean, I think that somebody reined him in. And it must have been the Tea Party.
You know,
because
I had, of all the posts we put out, and Facebook's not letting everybody see our posts from there, but at the rally, and I started to advertise, going to bring info about the rally from Lexington.
Right.
And Facebook said I violated their community standards.
Of course they do.
I had to leave that part out, but I copied both of them. Because I'm now going to contact a friend of mine who's a major attorney, and he works for Judicial Watch, and we're gonna see if we ain't got a problem with Facebook.
You know what? I hope people sue them. They're ridiculous. The other thing, anecdotally, I got to tell you, yesterday I was out doing some errands and I had a dental appointment, and idiot Pelosi and Mike Levin, who took Dice's old seat in Congress. So in Oakland, which isn't that far from me because I'm just a stone's throw again because I'm in Vista, I went back down there to where they were supposed to be speaking, and I wanted to see what was going on. I didn't get any pictures because I was driving. I didn't have a passenger with me to help me. But there was like maybe 100 people max, and that was 45 minutes before the speaking engagement was supposed to start. And it was inside of a building, so the protesters and the people with their signs were outside on the streets. I only saw one motorcycle cop at that point. There was about 3 or 4 Trump signs, so we were outnumbered 100-1 on the conservative versus liberal. The liberals, you know, took the day, and I didn't go engage them. I thought, I don't want to get started. My back was hurting, and I thought, I'm just going to go home. But when you see small crowd sizes in a libtard state like this, and you see rallies, I mean, I know we can't sit on our laurels, but I think that, like I said, there's not going to be enough towels for their tears on election night. That's my prediction.
I have been doing something for a while, and today I let everyone know, yes, if you're hearing Haim Radio and you're hearing God's Warrior, you are hearing Bill Strong.
Yep. Good. I don't have a ham radio, so I'm only got Blog Talk Radio right now, so. But that's something I might invest in when I get to Arkansas. And I'm still planning on going because what they're doing here is absolutely insane. You know,
I got biker brothers across this country.
Yep.
And some of them are listening to their ham radio. They know who God's Warrior is, and they know what I'm telling them is the truth. And
good.
I'm telling you, they're pushing for something they do not have any concept of how to handle.
That's true. I don't want to come to that, but I mean, if they would just ride their bikes
I don't either, Linda, but it fulfills something else I've been saying for quite a while. We know that in the end, all the enemies of Israel are called against Israel at once.
Oh.
But where is the eagle in that picture? And I have always said the eagle's not there because the eagle is fighting right here.
So, you know, the other thing I said, we still have to do the phone banking. We got to take people to the poll. We got to do it, you know, wherever you live. I don't, because they're trying to turn
well,
that, all these.
That's, you know, I have no doubt that can be done. We can beat them at the polls if we can keep the fraud out and the dead voters out and all that.
Yep. Robert,
we can beat them at the polls. And we're seeing it. They keep denying it. Every state that's coming up, oh, it's his Waterloo. It's his Waterloo. And yet we have yet to see that Waterloo. Louisiana.
I'm praying. Every
North
night
Carolina.
I'm praying.
Where's this Waterloo? Now they're telling us Kentucky, as I heard yesterday. And I'll bet you after they come tomorrow, we'll be hearing it someplace else because it won't be Kentucky.
Yep. Robert, how are you doing? Hope everyone's
okay.
Hey,
Linda. Hello.
Hello, my brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Lynn, I can hear you. How you doing?
Perfect. We're doing okay. I'm muddling through. I got my family. I've got my pastors. I've got everybody around me. So, yeah, it's rough.
Should have been with us last night, my brother. You should have been with us.
In Kentucky.
Where's
Robert,
that?
You should have. When the rally.
Well,
the,
oh, you went to the Kentucky rally?
Yes.
Yeah,
they were there.
Yes, we did.
I know.
Hoot and Holler went along with Don G, and only people in Indiana know who John G is. But if you fight illegal immigration in Indiana, you know who Don G is. And then we took the lady everybody calls Mama Joe. We took her with us, and we had a great time. It was electric.
Hey,
and And it was overwhelming. It was a spiritual lift up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
The worst
part,
Linda, we went in, we had to climb these stairs. They're very, very steep stairs.
Oh, wow, it's like you're going up.
Chad and I both.
Oh, God.
Chad and I both. My vertigo and Chad don't like heights. And we both felt like we should have got a parachute on this climb.
You know what? I would.
But
I tell you
what,
the seats
all had backs on them.
Yep.
They were
good.
Actually fairly comfortable seats.
It was exactly
and
worth it.
At first, I felt bad, you know, because I'm from Indiana. I'm in Kentucky's UK stadium, and IU ain't there.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. The friendliness of the crowd.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, oh, man. It's
you
like,
know, Bill,
it
they
was like a, it was like a huge, giant family reunion.
Everybody
you experienced that. We experienced that
yeah.
in D.C. And we all
oh,
met,
my
had
God.
Dinner. Yeah,
that was
it was like that, Linda. Only was 20-some thousand people.
Oh, my God. And what else, though, Bill? And I know that there's a lot of Kentuckians because it's easier for them to get there. But these people come from all over the country. They come from other states. They come from, you know, far and far. I mean, so, it like I said,
oh,
it's not just
I
y'all.
No, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Because they
some
love him that much.
Some of the outfits these people wore.
Really.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll tell you what. What's her name? The blonde-haired lady again?
Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah.
She was in a red dress.
Oh yeah, she looks
good
in that.
And she's
beautiful.
Oh my gosh, she's a beautiful lady. But I've always said this, you know, when we was in D.C. there, I got to shake Sarah Palin's hand. I got up close to her, and there is no TV camera in the world that does this woman justice. Sarah
I'll
Palin
bet she's gorgeous.
One of the most gorgeous women I ever saw in my life.
I have her book.
And,
I bought it.
Yeah.
Going rogue. I loved it.
The woman that was really, truly impressive to me was there was a woman standing there, Linda, and I swear she glowed. She
wow.
had a glow about her, and that was Miss Albeda King.
Great. Oh, well,
wow.
You know why? Honey, she's got the light of the Lord in her. I mean,
that's
you know.
What I'm saying, Linda. This woman glows.
Yeah, she does. Well, Jesus is the light of the world.
And that glow comes from spirituality. That glow
you
comes
betcha.
From spirituality. You don't
comes
see
from
it
Jesus.
Many people. You don't
mm-hmm.
see it many people. But out
Amen.
King, she glows with the spirit. And it was just like, oh, my God. And to shake her hand was one of the greatest honors of my life.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So amazing. So what's going on in Florida, darling?
If I ever see Tom Arnold, I'm going to give him a message from my girl, Diamond Silk.
So I'll try to turn down my TV.
Okay, yeah, please. That helps. Thank you. Because I don't get too much reverb.
I can't turn it down. I have to go to look guys.
Here in Indiana,
I just
like
wanted to let you know.
Diamond and Silk.
What? Okay, let me get Robert. Are you going to take off, Robert? We'd love having you here.
Yeah, because I had a tough day today. I was
okay.
I was in the hospital for over 10 days. Okay.
Oh
and
no.
I have a head and neurological deficit. They can't find nothing. They know
uh-oh.
Something's wrong. But it's just to my
Robert, my brother. Robert, my brother. You know the healer.
I know.
Yeah, he does. We're going to pray for you. We got to pray for you.
Man, I have seen too many people healed of things in my lifetime. And there was nobody more of a skeptic. There was nobody more of a skeptic. Matter of fact, when God pointed me to a church, and I went in there and I got saved, this church celebrated because in their minds and in their hearts, they had just stole the right hand of the devil.
Well, I've been going to the Calvary Church here in Venice, Florida.
Good.
And they're just a great bunch of people. They're my campaign
good.
Advisors too. So, okay.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I have to knock out good old Bill Gruters and do me a favor, Bill Strong. Pray for me.
We're praying.
No problem,
Tomorrow's going to be the fellow's executive vote tomorrow. If it's ruled unconstitutional, the poll tax, I want everything hands down, okay? Okay?
All right.
Robert, you know in your heart, it don't matter who they vote in, there's only one king.
Yep, that's right. There you go.
I
love you too.
I'm so sorry for you, Mom. But this friend's mother's died. It ain't fine.
Robert,
okay?
you do whatever it takes to get Robert better. We'll pray and we'll pick up the pace and we'll do whatever we can to tick off the liberals.
God bless you, Robert.
I love you so much.
I love you guys.
Y'all may be a smart politician. Y'all really, really voted.
Thank
y'all
you.
Voted me. It's all you. It's all Ron's fault. Ron in Georgia. Ron Goldman.
I know.
Do you realize Ron helped me out with fiscal and monetary policy. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay? All right. So I just want to say.
Ron goes, I have nothing but the ultimate respect, Chad and I and Jerry, for Ron Golden. Ron Golden is one of the most intelligent people I ever met in my life.
I know.
And, and when he wants to know something, you know when he comes back, he's going to know what he's talking about. You better be ready.
Of course he is.
You better
he's
be ready
really
for facts. He will fax and statistic you to death. And I love that. I patterned myself, tried to, after Ron. That's why you see when you don't see a whole lot of liberals calling in and attacking us is because you can beat them to death with facts and statistics.
We laugh all the time about
the guy called in and said California was freer than Indiana. Name one thing I could do he couldn't do, and I said, water my yard.
Tell Ron I love him.
I'm on Facebook with Penny, so his wife, so I can tell him all those things. And I've got him on LinkedIn, too. So, anyway, Robert, we love you,
I love you. Every one of these rallies, you're seeing a percentage of Democrats walking away and joining the conservatives.
You got it. Yep. It's driving me
nuts. If they keep throwing these polls out here and saying, Trump's behind in the polls, blah, blah, blah.
Bull crap.
You guys have not yet to be able to overflow us every stadium you go to like he does.
I know.
When they started talking impeachment, he raised $3 million in what, an hour?
I know. Because they're sick of it.
We posted, and we got an overwhelming support of like for the thing that we were doing, going to the rally, and we had one dissenter, and it's actually a cousin of mine, and we don't even want to go there because, you know, for him to gripe about Trump and say he's a tax dodger is laughable as can be, when he's a person who has spent his life working for cash under the table to avoid paying taxes.
That's
right.
So what did you want to say, Robert, before you go?
Just real quick, supposedly I'm a member of the state legislature for Florida. I don't know yet, but that's what the rumors say.
Okay.
Everybody says I am. So I just want to say you're a part of Florida, okay? And you guys are. Yeah, you are the part of Florida, okay? So,
I got relatives in
Leesburg.
Represent them well, my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go, guys, because I had to.
Okay.
I love you very much.
You too,
bye-bye.
Bud. Take care. Bye bye. Well, we got 11 minutes left, so I mean, I think
that was just
go
awesome.
Ahead.
That was just awesome. You know.
Yeah,
because we
need to pray for each other all the time.
I always.
I do.
You know, to be honest, sometimes I need to break down and actually pray for myself here and there.
Yep, I do too.
I always spend all my prayers on everybody else, like I'm looking out for them or something, and in a way I try. They don't understand that. We used to live in a society where neighbors looked out for their neighbors. You remember that kind of day, Jerry? Yeah, when everybody looked out and made sure you couldn't rob my neighbor because I was watching.
My neighbor might grow a garden. I might grow a garden. We might grow different stuff and trade stuff, or we might get something from somewhere else and share it. You know, but neighbors, that was how neighbors, that's what neighbors were. They aren't today.
Well,
hell, you live in a
well,
big
you know,
city. You gotta have 7 bolts on your door.
Well, that's
iron
true.
Iron rails on your windows.
I don't have those, but
I do
everything
else. We don't do that out here. We don't do that out here. We're a little old-fashioned.
Well, here's what happens, Bill. See, I got bars.
We'll just keep our gun. We'll just keep a gun in the house with us, and if you break in, that's your fault.
I got that, too. See, I got the bolts and the guns. Once they breach the place, if they get that far, then they're in deep doo-doo because I live alone. But, you know, I got good numbers.
My wife
gets
upset with me if I go to bed and I forget to lock the door.
Oh.
And I keep asking her, who in their right mind is going to break in here knowing I am in here?
I wouldn't push you, don't get too complacent. There's nut jobs. But, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have, you know, even though I'm in North County and I'm in Commie, Mexifornia, we do have a lot of conservatives because we have these little pockets of great conservatives. And it's kind of like Freetown because I don't have to go far to find a church on every corner, even in Vista and Oceanside. I'm very fortunate. Anytime somebody needs something from our church, you know,
yeah.
I've got 2 or 3 pastors coming to help me. I got people, you know, calling me. Do you need anything? I got that. So we have good Christians.
Well, you know,
here too.
That's a sign of respect for your mother. It is.
And the
really
love of
is.
Myself too. Yeah. I mean, I get that. I know because we're all in this together for Christ. I mean, that we get that. Church.
Well, let's say, Linda, in my world, I would be like rejoicing, and in a way, kind of jealous and envious because, and aren't we all looking for that day when we get to be with God?
Yes,
myself,
I just don't want it tomorrow.
My greatest victory. I tell people, they say, "Well, you did this." I'm like, "No, no, no, no." My greatest victory will be when I lay my head at the feet of Jesus.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Absolutely wonderful. Well, yeah, that's what I think I look forward to that whole thing. I want to experience looking face to face because we've been promised that we get to see him because through him we are in the grace of God the Father.
Amen.
So,
only way.
And the fact I get to look at his feet would make me ecstatic.
Yeah.
I don't
have
to see his face. I would be ecstatic to see his feet.
I would love to touch the hem of the garment because then my back would be healed. But
okay,
I just
because without him I would not be who I am today.
When you get up
right.
there, your back.
Chad knows from everything
I know.
He's heard, and Gary knows from being around me for a long time. I'm not the guy you're talking to today. Is not the guy that was around here 25, 30 years ago, is it, Gary?
You know,
no.
Chad's right
that's
because
I.
When I get to go up there, then my back's going to be perfect. I'm going to have a perfect body again. Yay!
Yes. Yeah, there's going to be nothing at all wrong with you.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
No tears, nothing.
Nothing.
No. It's all, and it's the other side that's going to have the
really,
wailing.
We've really seen and around a movement. We're seeing a religious type, what do you want to call it? Rebirth, rejuvenation, a pickup.
Yep.
A pickup.
We just need to tell more people about his love that we can pull more people up there with him.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
More at the room.
And we gotta figure out there's evil in this world. And we're not supposed to just sit back and let evil walk over the top of us.
Precisely. We can quote Bonhoeffer on that one.
There are many men out there. A lot of them in the biker world, a lot of them in the 3%ers, a lot of them just hunters and just hard-working men out there that if they stand up, if the Christian world stands up and they show up and they vote, the Democrats cannot win.
I know. Oh, God, please.
Don't tell me you're a Christian and support abortion. And don't tell me you're a Christian and it's okay to be gay. And don't tell me you're a Christian and you're okay with all the slaughter that's done by these evil people. Because
I know.
That's not right. It's not right.
You know,
God made all these men God made all these people I talked about to protect those who cannot protect themselves. And that includes the children.
I know. It's an abomination. And anybody who thinks that abortion's okay has got their head up there. You know what? It should be abolished. It never should have happened. It is wholesale infanticide, and it is of the devil. And I mean, it really truly is. And there's a history behind Roe v. Wade, and I've got to get into that book a little bit more.
It's the first step. It's the first step. What was that movie? We just saw Soylent Green. It's the first step to Soylent Green. Oh, my God. My Lord. How did we get to this point? And then they're saying, don't eat the meat. Don't eat the animals. I referred you to 1 Timothy 4:1-5. And tell me again about not eating meat, because I'll tell you that there's something wrong with you. You are a omnivore. You were meant to eat both meat and vegetables.
And here's
Look up the word. Humans are omnivores. We are not herbivores.
See,
not straight carnivorous. We are omnivores.
I know. Here's the deal. I reject all of these green Marxist Stalinist type crap. I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't like the Bernies. I don't like the Warrens. I don't like the AOCs. I don't like the Ilhan Omars. I don't like any of them. I can't stand them. If it was up
to me,
they'd all have cement shoes.
There are places. These green people freak me out because they do things that are exactly against what they're talking about.
They're hypocrites and they're stupid.
Yes.
And they're evil.
Yes.
And I don't care.
Yes.
So, like I said, cement shoes, straight jackets, put them over the ocean.
I read a book. I think the person was from California. I don't even know who it was now that wrote it. But the name of the book was The Monkey Wrench Gang.
Ooh.
And that's what these liberal groups are. They're monkey wrench gang. Sabotaging this, sabotaging that. Let's sabotage an oil line. Let's sabotage this. Let's do this. And in the end, you're like, well, when you're doing that, aren't you the one that's polluting the environment?
Well, it gets worse. I mean, when you look at the solar panels and those windmills, that is the most egregious bunch of – if you want to deal with carbon and the environment, you get rid of them things real quick. So it's all horse.
Tesla gave us a solution, but they don't profit off of it, so they don't want to do that.
Well, you know, and that's why, you know, that's why all this drug stuff's continuing to go on, because there's too much money in it, and they're serving mammon. You can't serve God and worship money.
You know, I warned, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I smoke. I warn people. You know, when you're wanting to make it legal, you better pay attention to what you're doing, because now what you're doing is, if you look at Big Pharma, who is slowly gaining control of this, you can expect
the price of
what you pay to go up 3 times, extremely. And they're gonna outlaw you being able to grow it for yourself. And if it's going to be grown medically and stuff, and it's so cheap and easy to grow, then why is it going to cost me so much for it? I've been using this cream for a pain in my back, and it's relieved it. So, you know, there is medicinal things, but why, when Big Pharma gets a hold of it, does an aspirin cost you, would it cost them, just a few cents to make? Why does an aspirin, when you go to a hospital, charge you $20 or more for a damn aspirin?
Well, that's because of OmegaCare and all the rest of it. That's because of the government.
And that's like the marketing gimmick. You buy 3 bottles of baby aspirin. You open each bottle.
I got less than 40
seconds. You put all the aspirins in one damn bottle. They all fit in one bottle. So how much did I have to pay for them other 2 bottles? And it's the same way like with a bag of potato chips. Half the bag is full of air. How much did I have to pay for that half a bag without air, anything in it?
We're gonna go dead in about 28 seconds. But you guys, thank you
God
so much.
God bless everyone. God bless.
So glad you got to go.
Week. Have a great week and keep your eye on the news. There's some stuff going to happen here. It's going to really.
I know. It's going to be. It's going to be cool. I'm going to watch Hannity. Hey, guys, love you. Got 10 seconds. Night, night.
Night.
Be blessed.